0800-991 or bannisterinhomecare.com.au.
2CH.
Home cooking, home cooking.
Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning on this glorious day.
It is indeed. Now, I believe you've just been to Canberra, and did you see Four Corners last night?
I certainly did, and yes, we went to the National Gallery. Actually, we went down there to see the Gold and the Inca exhibition, which is closing shortly. Absolutely outstanding. You've got to see it. And we also saw that Dancing Shiva, the one that, you know, that they now say is allegedly stolen from that temple in India.
And we paid $5 million for. Wow.
Very beautiful, I must say. But interestingly, too, you won't believe this. Here's this, you know, work of art that everyone's looking at and admiring, and there were fine cobwebs all over it. Well, there were a couple anyway, which was very surprising. I thought that they might have dusted him down a bit.
It's going to be very, very interesting to see the fallout from all of this, isn't it?
Oh, dear, indeed.
Okay, now it's meat-free week, as we mentioned.
Yes, yes, indeed. It's a week in which it's time to think about the impact of how much meat we eat and the impact it has on our health and on the environment, but most particularly on those poor animals who suffer in cages. This organisation was only set up last year and has already done really, really well. Last year, I think it raised at least $70,000, most of which the money went to Voiceless, which is an animal protection institute. It's a campaign to get people thinking and talking about meat consumption and production, and it was set up by a couple of women who are ex-media publications, actually. Melissa Dixon, who used to work at Vogue and Better Homes and Gardens, and Lainey Bracker, I'm not quite sure how she pronounces her name. She used to be with Marie Claire in the Women's Weekly.
Okay.
And she had seen that. She had seen an expose also on Four Corners called A Bloody Business, and that's what stirred them both into action. You know, that exposed the perils of live trade in cattle to Indonesia.
So I suppose that leads us to the fact that you're going to give us a non...
I certainly am, yes. I'm actually giving you a very substantial and very delicious roasted autumn vegetable salad. And you can choose any vegetables you like, but I've actually selected beetroot and parsnips and red onions, a kumara, which is that lovely orange sweet potato, a red capsicum and some cauliflower, all of which you just throw into the oven and roast, which, you know, so that's pretty easy to do. And I actually like to sprinkle that with the roasted vegetables. Spray it with olive oil first and then sprinkle with cumin and fennel seeds because that gives a really lovely flavour. And then take it out of the oven. When they've cooled, a salad dressing, and I like to make that with some olive oil and balsamic vinegar. It's got that lovely sweetness, bit of Dijon mustard and garlic and salt and cracked pepper. And at this time of year, because figs are just so divine, I would top that salad with quartered fresh ripe figs, and you could crumble a little bit of goat's cheese or soft goat's curd over the top. So that's a really substantial meal, and I would suggest you could have that for either lunch or dinner.
Sounds delightful.
During meat-free week, yes, indeed.
And that's on your website?
SheridanRogers.com.au, and I've also got information there about my upcoming kids' school holiday classes. Now, the school holidays don't fall until mid-April this year. They start my classes start on Monday, the 14th of April, and I've got another one that week, the 16th. And then Easter falls, and then I've got a couple of classes after that as well. So very, very late this year indeed. So book into those now. I've got plenty of spaces available, 14th, the 16th, and the 23rd and the 24th. I was going to run one on the 25th, and then I realised that was Anzac Day. So we're going to make Anzac biscuits the day before.
Yes. So your website is?
SheridanRogers.com.au.
Talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.